我们打开圣经，我们看哥林多前书。Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians. 我们今天看哥林多前书第七章。We're continuing in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 上个星期我们开始看哥林多前书第七章的时候讲婚姻，有没有人记得啊？Last week we started in chapter 7 learning about marriage. Anybody remember? 谁上个礼拜在这里啊？Who was here last week? Ah, 今日你有好好嘅基礎 ，then you have a good foundation. 今日我哋又繼續喺呢個婚姻嘅主題 ，and so this morning we'll be continuing on with the topic of marriage. 因為我哋知道我哋婚姻即係離婚、結婚、再婚呢啲問題係好嚴重。Because you know that marriage, divorce, remarriage is a very common issue now. 俾你認識一啲嘅數據咧，就係我哋周圍鄰近地區。Maybe look at some statistics from around the areas that we live in to give us an idea. 喺美國先做一個嘅比較，好冇 ？Let's look at the United States and get a comparison. 喺美國係一年嘅離婚率咧，就係去到40%。In 2011, the divorce rate in the United States was up to 40%. 就是即係佢按照呢個嘅一千人口嘅時候，就3.6嘅人離婚嘅嗰個比例，就係36%。And so you take that, you know, that ratio, the crude divorce rate ratio in over 1,000 population is 3.6. It's 36%.
但在香港由81年到2012年 的离婚率呢就是升了10倍。
In Hong Kong, the divorce rate from 1981 to 2012 raised by 10 times, not 10%, 10 times.
所以是有2012年的香港的离婚率呢就是 33%。
In 2012, the divorce rate in Hong Kong was up to 33%.
3.27%啊。这个就是接近美国的程度。
And it's close to the level of the United States.
專家話香港而家升到亞洲區最高嘅離婚率
，and the professionals say that Hong Kong is now above any other Asian country，
甚至乎係超越歐洲好多個國家
，and they've even surpassed many of the European nations on the divorce rate。
嗱，俾你一個嘅另一個比較，台灣咧2013年嘅離婚率咧就23%。
In 2013, in Taiwan, the divorce rate was up to 23%.
中國呢2013年就是27%.
In China, mainland China, the divorce rate was at 27%.
即是2012年到2013年的是升了13%。
And from 2012 to 2013, the divorce rate in China raised by 13%.
就13年的中国有350万的夫妇申请离婚。
There are 3.5 million couples in China that filed for divorce in the year 2013.
是不是很严重啊？
That's pretty serious, isn't it?
澳门没什么这些数字。
Macau, I couldn't find the statistics on divorce.
但我找到，我们知道澳门呢，就办离婚就比较难一点。
But you know, it's more difficult in Macau to apply for divorce.
那要分居三年，即如果单方面分居三年才可以成功分离婚。
You have to, if you're only on one side divorce, you have to apply for separation for 3 years before they'll approve a divorce application.
但是在2013年的澳门有1172个离婚案。
But in the year 2013, there are 1,172 divorces.
2014嘅數字未出。And the statistics for 2014 haven't come out yet. 呢個都好嚴重，因為澳門得500,000人口。That's still pretty high because, you know, there's only 500,000 people in Macau.所以我哋睇得到咧，就離婚喺我哋周圍係一個好普遍嘅一個現象。So you can see around us in society, divorce is very common. 嗱，我今年我同太太咧，我哋又結咗婚係幾個月後咧就25年啦。And my wife and I, in just a few months, we will be celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary.所以我哋覺得即係好感恩，就可以同師母就係有25年夫婦生活。And praise God, that I can have 25 years of married life with my wife. 但係好多人係結咗婚25年、50年之後都辦離婚喎。But you know, there are still many people that have been married for 25, 35, 50 years that still apply for divorce.我哋唔會，唔使擔心。We won't do that. Don't worry about it.咁我哋睇到圣经点样讲呢个问题 ，so let's look and see what the Bible says about this。我哋哥林多前书第七章，我哋睇10-16。We're going to study from verse 10 to verse 16 in 1 Corinthians chapter 7。至于那已经嫁娶的，我吩咐他们，其实不是我吩咐，乃是主吩咐说，妻子不可离开丈夫。Now to the married I command, yet not I but the Lord, a wife is not to depart from her husband. 若是离开了，不可再嫁，或是仍同丈夫和好，丈夫也不可离弃妻子。But even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried and be reconciled to her husband, and a husband is not to divorce his wife. 我对其余的人说，不是主说，倘若某弟兄有不顺的妻子，妻子也情愿和他同住，他就不要离开妻子。But to the rest, not the Lord say, if any brother has a wife who does not believe and she is willing to live with him, let him not divorce her. 妻子有不顺的丈夫，丈夫也情愿和他同住，他就不要离开丈夫。And if a woman who has a husband does not believe, if she is willing to live with her, let her not divorce him. 我哋读到呢度先好冇？一齐祈祷。Let's pray. 主要我哋靠你今日透过呢个经文咧，就特别系开窍我哋嘅心，帮我哋明白你今日要同我哋讲嘅说话。多谢主，听我祷告，奉圣名求。Amen.嗱，我哋啲未结婚嘅人唔使担心，你系要听呢啲信息，要准备好你嘅心。For those of you who are not married, don't worry. You need to hear this message this morning so you can prepare. 因为好多人系冇好好嘅准备，就系跌入爱河，跟住犯好多错。跟住搞到离婚 ，because so many people that don't prepare themselves well, they fall in love and they get in trouble, and then they end up in a bad marriage and they might end up in a divorce. 你有福气，你可以开始准备。You are blessed. You can start to prepare.圣经讲明神唔中意离婚。The Bible tells us that God does not like divorce. 神嘅完美计划系婚姻要一生一世系永久，直到死将你分开。And the Bible tells us that God prepared marriage to be for life until death do us part. 所以结婚系人嘅大事。And so getting married is a major thing, an issue in life.有三个大件事，结婚是其中一个。You know, there are three major choices you're going to make in life, and marriage is one of them. 是哪里做工，是读什么大学，还有和谁结婚。You know, where are you going to work, what university are you going to go to, and who are you going to marry? 我相信有第四个大事就是信耶稣的。应该是第一。And I believe that the biggest choice you're going to make is believing in Jesus Christ. 但是婚姻是一个终身的事。But marriage is for life. 所以当我们是准备的时候，我们要选择得清楚。So when you get started on this road, you gotta make a good choice. 你是要好好准备自己。You need to prepare yourself. 特别年轻人拍拖的时候要知道 拍拖係乜嘢。Especially those of you who go dating, you have to understand what dating is all about. 因為當你拍拖，你係迷向婚姻。Because when you start dating relationship, you're actually going towards marriage. 因為你拍拖嘅時候咧，就係要認識你未來嗰個配偶，係認識佢清楚啲。And so dating is to get to know your future mate, get to know them better. 咁如果你係未有心裏邊係短期三四年結婚咧，即係其實冇理由要拍拖嘛。And if you don't have a plan in the next two or three years to get married, you should not be dating. 因為每次你同一個人拍拖，你係建立一個嘅情結。Because every time you go dating with somebody, you get bound with them in an emotional bond. 當你係小學同一個拍拖，初一又同另一個拍拖，一路到中學畢業嘅時候又同三五個拍拖，到大學有幾個咧？每一個嘅情結就結咗就扯開，結咗就扯開，結咗就扯開。So then you start dating in primary school, and then in high school, all through junior high and high school, you have a different partner every year, and then you know you get to college, and you know you bond, and then you break, and then you bind, and then you break.And then you bind and then you break. 每一次拍拖是会影响你将来的婚姻。Every time you get in a dating relationship, it's going to have an impact on your future marriage. 是。因为你每次那个情结，那个影响那个关系，是一定会影响你，你会带这些包袱去到你未来的婚姻。Because all of that emotional garbage, all that baggage that you get built up inside, you're going to take that into your future marriage. So, 如果你未有準備去結婚，你唔應該拍拖住。So, if you're not on the road to getting married, you shouldn't be dating. 因為可能會係跌入個愛河，喺跌入愛河嘅時候會係做錯事嘅。Because maybe you fall in love, and when you fall in love, you might end up doing the wrong thing.所以我们在这个马太福音十九章第五节可以看到耶稣怎样讲到婚姻。So if you look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 5 and 6, let's see what Jesus says about marriage. 马太福音十九章第五节第六节。并且说，因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这经你们没有念过吗？And said, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. 既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的了。所以神配合的人不可分开。So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate.婚姻是神安排 Marriage is established by God 神在婚姻里面将两个人配合 And God puts two people together in marriage 是一个的两人成为一体 And it's two becoming one 这个的合一就是精神方面的合一 And this becoming one is an emotional bond 是一个感情合一 It's a思想的合一 and you know you get emotional you get mentally bound together 亦都是一个的灵里面的合一 and then there's a spiritual bond 所以夫妇应该是最好的朋友 and so husband and wife should be the best friends of each other 夫妇应该有好好的沟通 and husband and wife should have a great communication with each other应该有共同兴趣 and husbands and wives should have common interest 神美好的婚姻就是不要离婚 and God's plan for perfect plan for marriage is that there would not be divorce 神是要夫妇学习在婚姻里面怎样彼此相爱 and God wants husbands and wives to learn in marriage how to love each other 这个是一个好大的挑战 and that is a great challenge 因为俗语讲明相见易同住难 because you know we say it's easy to see each other occasionally it's hard to live with each other right 咁我哋觉得係婚姻生活里面係有呢个摩擦，有挑战，有困难。
And so in marriage, there's a challenge, there's a rubbing of each other, there's difficulties.
所以婚姻生活是一个终生的学习。
And so married life is a unending educational process.
因为我们要学习彼此迁就。
We need to learn how to,
迁就, I forgot the English name. How to cooperate with each other.
Accommodate, thank you.
要学互相包容。
We have to be forbearing of each other.
要彼此宽恕。
We need to learn how to forgive each other.
彼此接纳同埋了解。
Accept each other and to understand each other.
是一个一生的学习。
That is a lifetime learning experience.
这个学习是有个字可以代表。
And that lifetime experience has one word that can explain it.
叫爱。
It's called love.
爱就是舍己。
Love is denying yourself.
爱就是付出。
Love is giving out.
爱就是愿意对方好，是放下自己的执着。
And love is wanting the other to be good and blessed and putting away your own desires.
神设立婚姻是要我们学习什么叫爱。
And God established marriage that we could learn what love is.
爱就是宽恕、包容、接纳。
And love takes forgiveness, acceptance, and understanding.
可惜好多人是不想学这个功课。
Unfortunately, not everybody wants to learn this lesson.
所以在婚姻的时候，好多人就是觉得我同你认识的时候，我是看错人，我以为你是好人，怎知结了婚之后，你同我所认识的人是变了，是另一个人。
You know, so often, you know, when we get married, we think, well, I thought you were the greatest person I ever met. And then after we get married, we say, well, I didn't see you clearly. Now you're somebody completely different.
所以因不了解而结合，因了解而分开。
And so, because I didn't understand you before, that's why we got together. Now I understand what you're all about. I want out of this marriage.
是吧？好多事我们选择错了，因为我们看不清楚。
And so often we make the wrong choice because we don't see clearly.
是吧？所以耶稣叫我们是小心。
And so Jesus tells us, be careful.
不要匆匆忙忙，是盲匆匆入到一个婚姻的，或入到一个恋爱的里面。
So don't rush in, don't blindly jump into a dating and a love relationship.
你要小心，要看清楚。
You need to be careful, you need to make a clear choice.
因为很多人是做错，所以在圣经里面摩西不经是容许离婚。
And because so many people make the wrong choice in the Moses in the Old Testament, they allow divorce.
你看马太福音十九章第七节到第九节耶稣的解释。
And in Matthew chapter 19 verse 7 to 9, Jesus explains it.
他法利赛人说，这样摩西为什么吩咐休给妻子休书，就可以休他呢？
They said to him, why then did Moses command a certificate of divorce and to put her away?
耶稣说，摩西因为你们的心硬，所以许你们休妻，但起初并不是这样。
He said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so.
我告诉你们，凡休妻领取的，若不是为奸淫的缘故，就是犯奸淫。有人娶那被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫了。
And I say to you, whoever divorces wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery.
请你留意第九节话，是如果不是犯奸淫的，休妻就是不可以再娶。此妇的意思是，如果是因为犯奸淫就被离婚，此妇可以再婚。 And notice what Jesus said in verse 9. It appears that he says that if you divorce because of adultery, that the adultery annulled the marriage, and that means that the person is free to remarry. That's what it appears to be saying there.
但耶稣说神说 因为人心硬，所以神系容许离婚。
And Jesus said, God said, because the heart is hard. That's why God allowed divorce.
我们的问题就是心硬的。 And so often that's our problem. Our heart is hard. 我们两个人一起生存，一起相处，一起活着，是因为心硬的问题。
And when we live together, when we're associating together, it's because our heart is hard.
是吗？ 所以有很多碰撞，很多面子，很多不愿意屈服，很多不愿意妥协的。
And so, you know, we have all these, you know, clashes. We lose face, you know. We're not willing to give in.
因为我们心硬的。 你说对不起先啊。
You say sorry first.
不是啊，次次都是我说先。 你不说，你不说，我不说。
But it's always me saying sorry first. If you don't say sorry, I'm not going to say sorry.
我不说，我不说。 心硬啊,
so you don't say it, I don't say it. It's a hard heart.
Am I? 如果你没拍过拖，你完全唔知我讲乜。
If you've never dated, you don't know what I'm talking about.
但如果你拍过拖，你明白。
If you've dated, you understand.
我们是怎样放低自我？
How do we put, oh, you know, put ourselves, die to ourselves?
神是完美的计划是不离婚，但人心硬，所以容许人离婚，没办法。God's
perfect rule is that there would not be divorce, but because people have a hard heart, you know, sometimes in situations there's no other way out.
我都明白呢，人有好多问题，
you know, people have problems.
犯奸淫即係有第三者婚外情。
You know, adultery means that, you know, there's a third party in the marriage. You know, you're having an affair, mistress.
我認識幾位太太，我太太仲佢有輔導有好長時間。
I know a couple of wives. My wife has been counseling with them for a number of years.
佢個丈夫有第三者，唔係一個，係好多個。
And their husband has many mistresses, not just one, many affairs.
但这两位太太，即是我认识两个呢，神感动她说，因为她信主，不要跟丈夫离婚。
But both of these ladies that I'm thinking of, God spoke to them and said, don't divorce him.
坚持为她祈祷，等候她回转。
And God spoke to him and said, pray for him and wait.
那是一个很痛苦的，可能经过十年时间。
It's been a very difficult time and maybe over 10 years.
但是神是感动的太太，不要离婚。她有资格，有权可以离婚。
She had the right, she could have divorced, but she chose not to.
所以神是容许，但是不等于离婚是最好。
God allows divorce, but it doesn't mean that divorce is the right way to go.
有时呢就要想下，神可唔可以加入个婚姻？神可唔可以医治？神可唔可以使两个人和好？
Sometimes we have to think, can God come into this marriage? Can God bring healing? Can God bring restoration?
当我们用神医治破碎的家庭，我们看到神做奇妙的事。
And when we allow God to come into a broken family, we see that God can do many amazing things.
那在第十节和十一节，在哥林多前书七章的时候，保罗呢就是讲到基督徒夫妇。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 and 11, Paul is talking to Christians, husbands and wives.
他说妻子不可离开丈夫。
And he said, wives, don't leave your husband.
因为当时基督徒有一个上个星期解释的情况。
Because that time, you know, in their culture, I explained it last week, what they thought.
他以为呢，就是单身是神圣。
And they thought that being single was being holy.
于是好多信主耶稣就已经结咗婚，信主耶稣，佢觉得，哇！
我要神圣啲，我系离婚就可以神圣啲。And so many people thought, wow, you know, if being single is holy and I'm already married, then if I get a divorce and leave my spouse, then I'll be holier.
保罗话唔系咁嘅，你结咗婚，你系要继续结婚。
Paul said, no way, man, you're already married, stay married, don't divorce, that's not God's will.
所以佢系有呢个错误嘅谂法。另外一啲人有另一个错误嘅谂法。
Some of the other Corinthians had another false concept.
佢就受嗰个风气、嗰个环境嘅影响。
And they were caught up in the environment around them.
佢见到其他人嘅见到话，我嘅太太冇咁靓，佢靓啲，我就邀咗你娶佢咯。
And some people, well, my wife's not that pretty, but that girl over there is prettier. I'm going to divorce her and get that nicer one.
咁所以保罗话唔可以咁样做。
And Paul said, you can't do that.
你知唔知当时嗰个离婚嘅问题几严重？
Do you know how serious the divorce problem was in the first century Greece?
有一个历史学家就系罗马历史学者就是 Seneca， 佢就形容当时婚姻嘅问题。
You know, the ancient historian Seneca, he described the problem like this.
佢话不忠是时代最大嘅邪恶。
He said, unchastity is the greatest evil of our time.
不忠是时代嘅最大嘅邪恶。即系几似澳门系咪
？Sounds like Macau, doesn't it?
即是不忠，即是有外遇，有第三者，隨便，
yeah. Unchastity, you know, that means, you know, you got a mistress on the side, you're having an affair here or there, you know.
他说当时的妇女不是计年岁来计她的年龄。
He said back then the ladies did not count their years to see how old they were.
反而他会计算她之前有多少个丈夫。就是看到他多大年纪。
He said they would see how many ex-husbands they've had to count how old they are.
哇！他又讲埋呢，当时人离开家庭是为了结婚，结婚就为离婚，离婚为了再结婚。
And he said back then people would leave home to get married, and then they get married to get divorced, and then get the divorce so they could get married again.
是一个很严重的刑这个时代。
There's a terrible time.
但是港澳越来越似啊。
But Hong Kong and Macau are getting that way.
这种的社会很混乱。犹太人怎样讲？
What did the Jewish people say about divorce?
那犹太的老师，有老师讲呢，如果你太太呢没有生育，生不到仔呢，你可以休了她。
And some teachers in Jewish, the Jewish teachers would say, if your wife is barren, can't have children, then you can divorce her.
有些话如果佢系有犯奸淫，你可以休咗佢。
Other teachers said, if she gets in adultery, in an affair, you can divorce her.
仲有老师讲，犹太人嘅老师，佢话如果你太太唔识煮饭，你休咗佢。
And some of the Jewish teachers said, if your wife doesn't know how to cook, divorce her.
所以看到当时离婚很普遍。
And so you can see divorce at that time was very common.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道离婚对家庭很大影响。
But you all know that divorce has a big impact on family, right?
是对儿女很大影响。
And it's a very big impact on children.
不应该随便离婚。
I don't think we should just carelessly get divorced.
所以不应该随便选择婚姻对象。
And so we shouldn't carelessly choose our mate.
我们要小心，要求神帮助我们找适合的对象。
So we need to be careful. We need to ask God to help us find the right mate.
你看十一节，第七章十一节， Look back at chapter 7 verse 11. 若是离开了，不可再嫁，或是仍同丈夫和好，丈夫也不可离弃妻子。
But even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, as a husband is not to divorce his wife.
所以假如真的离婚，但是她不是因为犯奸淫离婚，保罗说不要再结婚。
So maybe they got divorced, but it wasn't because of adultery, maybe it was for some other reason. Paul said, don't get remarried. 因为希望你可以同你嘅前夫前妻再次和好。And the hope is that maybe you can be restored to your ex-partner. 嗱，好多人离婚唔系一定系奸淫嘅问题，可能性格不合、兴趣不同、事事嗌交。You know, many people get divorced for different reasons. Maybe they say, well, we've got different personalities, or we've got different interests, or maybe they're always fighting and arguing.
我认识好多因为赌钱、沉溺、输晒钱，对家庭大祸害，太太没办法一定要离开。
I know many who, because their husbands gamble and gamble away all the money, cause a lot of problems, that they have to divorce their husband.
有些受虐待是为了安全起见就一定要离开他。
And some because of abuse, because of being beaten and abused, they, because of safety reasons, they have to move on.
我有两个例子我想跟你分享。
I know of two examples I want to share with you.
第一个是我的牧师在美国麦肯德。牧师
The first is my pastor in the United States, Mike McIntosh.
他未信主之前是吸毒者，是很败坏。
Before he was a Christian, he was a drug addict, he was really messed up.
他和太太结婚，有生女，
and he was married with his wife and they had a daughter.
但是他严重吸毒的严重败坏，他太太没办法跟他一起生活，离婚了。
But because of his drug abuse, his wife could not live with him. She divorced him.
但离婚之后是一段时间，麦肯德信了耶稣。
But after getting a divorce, Pastor Mike he got saved. He found Jesus.
他信耶稣之后，神医好他。一年后呢，他就是翻去同他太太道歉。想同佢太太和好。
And after being a Christian for about a year and God healed him and restored him, he went back to try and make up with his wife.
佢太太唔信任佢，话你假嘅，你呃人嘅。
And his wife didn't believe. She said, you're just trying to mess me up. You're just trying to deceive me. Get out of here.
但系佢坚持继续试下，尝试下。
But he continued persistently, just trying and trying.
过咗一段时间，太太睇到佢真心。
And after a while, his ex-wife saw that he was true.
他又没再嫁，跟住呢，经过一段时间，他是再结婚。他太太又信耶稣，他一起在教堂再行婚礼。
And then his wife became a Christian after a time, and they were restored, and they got remarried to each other.
是很美好的一件事。
It's a wonderful testimony of how God can restore a broken relationship.
另外一个家庭在香港，因为病态赌徒的家庭。
I know of another family in Hong Kong, a compulsive gambler family.
又是一样，因为个男人是病态赌徒，输钱输到是厉害。
And because the guy is a compulsive gambler, just losing all the money in so, such a terrible situation,
太太逼于无奈跟他离婚。
And the wife, out of no other choice, just divorced him.
他瞓街头。
And he was living on the streets.
终于去戒赌。
And then after a time he went to get off gambling.
在戒赌的过程信耶稣。
While he's getting off gambling, he became a Christian.
耶稣又改变他生命。
And Jesus started to change his life.
他又回去找太太。
And he went back to look for his wife.
他就跟他说我改变了。
He said, I've been changed.
他又不信。
And she didn't believe him.
但开始观察，开始观察，跟住佢一齐去戒赌，过咗一段时间又信埋耶稣。
But she started, she had an interest, so she went with him to the gamblers' meetings, and she started learning about Christ, and then she became a Christian.
再过一段时间，佢两个又再喺教堂行礼，再次结婚。
And then after some time, they got back together and they were remarried again.
呢句保罗讲，如果你离咗婚，你唔好再婚，有机会可以同你嘅前夫前妻再和好嘅。
That's what Paul is talking about. If you get divorced and you don't get remarried, then maybe there's an opportunity for you to get back together with your ex-spouse.
系可以得嘅，唔系个个都得，但系系可以得。
It can happen. Not everybody can do it, but it does happen.
但如果个人再结咗婚，有冇机会？
But if the person remarried, is there any opportunity?
冇机会嘅，因为已经系同人哋结咗婚咯，唔通叫佢再离婚同我加班吗？
You know, if they get married to somebody else, what are you going to do? Break up their marriage and have them remarry back to you? No way. 所以保罗好现实。So Paul is being very practical here. 我哋睇到神系做工作 ，and we see that God can do things. That 神可以加入到好复杂嘅困难，系改变我哋复杂嘅情况。You know, God can come into our difficult situation and change our difficult situation. 人做唔到，但系神可以做到。You know what man cannot do, God can do. 我俾你另一个嘅数字，喺美国嘅数字。I'll give you another statistic. It's from the United States. 第一次離婚，第一次結婚離婚嘅率咧就係41%啊。And the first time divorces, the rate is around 40%, right? 第離咗婚再結婚，個離婚率升到60-67%。And after you've been divorced and remarried, the second marriage, the divorce rate goes up to 60-67%. 如果再離婚咗之後再結婚，第三次結婚，個第三次結婚嘅離婚率咧就係73-74%。And if somebody gets remarried a third time, the divorce rate in the United States for third time marriages is up to 73-74%.是不是很夸张 That is unfathomable. 即是说你越结婚的次数多的你越离婚的机会大的。The more times you get married, the more you're likely to get divorced. 那我虽然是这样我认识有些夫妇离过婚隔了一段时间信耶稣改变再结婚有二十几年的好好婚姻生活。Even though I know some people, you know, who got divorced before they became Christians and got saved and then got remarried after they got saved and you know, lived for 20 years, you know, happily married after. 但这些数字是告诉我们听一件事。But these statistics tell us something. 如果你是离婚再结婚你多数会再离婚。If you get married and remarried, get married, divorced and remarried, the chances are that you're going to get a divorce.所以不如呢你想幸福不要再结婚 So if you want to be blessed don't get remarried 因为你越结婚你越闹交 Because the more times you get married the more difficult it's going to be 如果你想幸福快乐不如不要结婚 And if you want to be blessed and happy why don't you just stay single 即是讲那些离婚人 I'm talking about those who have been divorced 你看十二节 Look at verse 12我对其余的人说不是我说倘若某弟兄有不顺的妻子妻子也情愿和他同住他就不要离弃妻子 But to the rest I, not the Lord, say If a brother has a wife who does not believe and she is willing to live with him let him not divorce her 妻子有不顺丈夫丈夫也情愿和他同住他就不要离弃丈夫 And a woman who has a husband who does not believe, if she is willing to live with him, let her not divorce him. 保罗在这里讲的另一个组合 Paul is talking about a different group, a different marriage relationship. 十一节是讲两个信耶稣 In verse 10 and 11, he's talking about both are Christians. 但在这里十二节是讲一个信一个不信 But here in verse 12, he's saying one believes and one doesn't.是一个信与不信的组合 It's a believer with a non-believer 他是这样说的时候就是当时社会就应该是大多数的组合是这样 You know, in maybe at the first century the beginning of the gospel spreading around the world most marriages were probably like that 因为福音传开其中已经结了婚有一个人听到福音信耶稣 Because, you know, as the gospel spreading out you know, and somebody hears the gospel for the first time they're already married they hear the gospel, they get savedSo he could point out my son. And so their spouse didn't believe. So a lot of, because of that, he had a wrong thought. I now believe in Jesus, but he doesn't believe. So I need God, so I have to divorce him. And so they had the false idea that, well, I'm a believer, but he's not a believer, she's not a believer, so I got to get divorced so I can be more spiritual. 保罗说不要离开他，但是如果对方不接纳你的信仰，他要离开你，你没办法，由得他走。But Paul said, but if your spouse cannot accept your new faith and they want to leave, then let them go. 那么很多事呢就是这个信仰的问题我们澳门都会面对。And so often even here in Macau we see the same problem. 有些人已经结了婚信耶稣的但是配偶不信。And so some people, you know, they become a Christian after they've been married but their spouse doesn't believe. 保罗话唔好离开佢，但如果对方接纳唔到你嘅信仰，佢要离开你冇办法。
But Paul said, if you're, you know, you should not leave your spouse, but if your spouse wants to leave you because they can't accept your new faith, then you have no choice. Let them go.
这个就是一个问题。如果配偶是不满你的信仰，因为你信耶稣，他要离婚，可能要由得他走。
If your spouse is not happy with your newfound faith in Jesus Christ, and they cannot accept you being a Christian, and they want to leave, sometimes you have to let them leave.
但这个就是一个很大的问题。
But this is a major problem.
如果他离开了的时候怎么办？儿女怎么办？房屋怎么办？
But if they leave, what about the children? What about the house?
怎样生活？
How are we going to live? How am I going to survive?
其实离婚不是解决问题。
You know, divorce is not going to solve the problem.
离婚可能会令到个问题更加大。
And maybe divorce is going to make the problem even worse.
保罗说他要离开，由得他离开，但是这个不一定要他走，可能要挽回他。
But you know, if he wants to leave, maybe let him go, but that doesn't mean he has to leave. Maybe you should try and bring him back.
澳门有另一个的情况，是未结婚之前已经跟一个不信的一起拍拖，跟住呢就信与不信是结婚。
In Macau, we see another situation. But because I'm a believer and they're not a believer, but I'm dating a non-believer, and so then I get married to a non-believer. So it's a believer and a non-believer in a marriage relationship.
这个就是澳门我们常见。
We see this all the time in Macau.
但这个问题就更加大。
But this is a bigger problem.
因为我们看到这个问题，青年人你要明白。
And for this is you young people, you need to understand.
因为你不明白什么叫婚姻。
Because you don't understand what marriage is all about.
一个信一个不信的婚姻就遇到好多问题。
A believer with a non-believer marriage, they face many problems.
你说什么问题？我解释几个问题给你听。
I'll share with you some of the problems that you're going to face.
你就要回教会，他就要去佛堂去拜神。
You want to go to church, they want to go to the temple and burn incense.
你想教你的子女信耶稣，带他回主学，他要带你的子女学瑜伽打坐。
You want your children to come to church and go to Sunday school, and they want the children to go to the, and learn yoga and meditate and become one with eternity.
And then, 你就是要储钱，就去断孙。他储钱就是买更加奢侈品。
And you're saving your money so you can go on a mission trip, and they're saving their money so they can buy a bigger house or some luxury item.
你就喜欢翻教会读圣经祈祷，佢喜欢食烟饮酒打麻将。
And you love going to church and reading the Bible, and they love, you know, staying at home, smoking cigarettes, drinking beer, and playing mahjong.
你喜好，你系嘅生活系完全系唔配合。
And your lifestyle, your likes and your dislikes are completely different.
你回来跟他谈心事，夫妇应该谈心事，是吗？
And you come home and you want to talk from the heart with your spouse, you know, and husbands and wives should talk from the heart, right?
你回来说你，神怎样感动你，你看个经文，神好安慰。
And you share with them, oh, God has really spoken to me, really given me comfort, I'm really blessed.
他完全不明白，他说你听说，他的无神论主义的立场，将来要怎样是握住的东西，就是
And he doesn't understand at all, and he's talking from the atheist background, and he's talking to you, you know, I don't understand what you're talking about, but you know, I don't have God, I don't see God part of my life, and this is my goal, and I'm going there.
你两个完全是对立的，
and the two of you are completely opposites.
这样的婚姻会开心吗？
Will marriage like that be happy?
这样的婚姻会幸福吗？
Will marriage like that be blessed?
好多嘅青年人系无知嘅，以为我天真啊，唔紧要，佢唔信主，我一路拍拖，我带佢信主得噶啦。And so many young people get it all messed up. They're so naive. They think it's okay. He doesn't believe that. I'll just keep witnessing to him, and then I'll get saved.
你要知道，佢未你未结婚之前，佢唔信耶稣，佢可能永远都唔信耶稣嘅。
You need to understand that if they do not become a Christian before you get married, they may never become a Christian.
有一个好简单嘅原因。
There's a very basic reason.
如果你一路同佢拍拖，跟住同佢结婚，佢一路睇到你系基督徒，你都唔介意同我拍拖，同我结婚，你嘅信仰都系垃圾。
Because this is what they'll think.You're dating me, you're getting married to me, you're a Christian, and you don't care that I'm not a Christian? Your faith means nothing to you.
结咗婚之后，佢更加觉得，还点已经是夫妇，费事听你知道。
And after you get married, he says, well, we're already married, I don't have to listen to that junk.
跟住更加是呢，同住难嘛。
And then, you know, it's hard living together.
每次有冲突，你又要去教会，佢去佛堂等等。
And every time there's a clash in the relationship, you want to go to church, they want to go to the temple, etc.
佢唔会觉得系你嘅性格嘅问题，佢会觉得系你嘅信仰嘅问题。
They're not going to think it's your personality problem. They're going to think it's your faith problem.
每次我哋唯一嘅假期星期日，你就要去教会。我哋阻住我哋时间、家庭时间，要等你翻嚟先至可以去饮茶。岂有此理
！Every Sunday on our only day off, every time I want to go out with the family, with the kids, and you have to go to church, and I have to wait for you to come over to church before we can go to 饮茶。I'm tired of this junk.
是不是？这是现实来的。这是现实来的。
That is the fact.
所以你越信耶稣来，他越对你的信仰反感。
And so the longer you're a Christian, the more against your faith that they're going to be.
所以青年人你要知道的。So you young people, you need to know. 不要这么单纯。Don't be so naive. 唔好同一啲嘅唔信主嘅人拍拖。
Don't go dating with those that aren't a Christian.
你唔好咁单纯话，哎，唔紧要啊，牧师，我明白，我知道自己做紧乜。
Don't say, oh, it's okay, Pastor. I know what I'm doing. I can handle it.
因为我话你听，你玩紧火。
Because you're playing with fire.
你。同一个未信嘅谈恋爱，你玩紧火。
To be dating somebody, to be in a relationship with somebody that doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, you're playing with fire.
因为你嘅情结一结立，好难扯开。
Because once you get in that emotional bond, it's so hard to break away.
你一将个感情送俾对方，你系冇办法理性处理。
And once you get emotionally involved and you give your heart to the other person, you can't think rationally.
你嘅理性话你听系唔会幸福，唔会有好处，唔会有结果。但系你嘅情感欺骗你，话唔使惊啊！啊，佢会信耶稣，我可以影响佢。
Your intellect tells you it's not going to work, it's not going to, I won't be happy, this is not going anywhere. But your heart will tell you, it's okay, I can win him to Christ, it will be alright, I love him so much, it's going to be cool.
跌入爱河就是盲眼的。阿辉，跌入爱河是盲眼的。
Love is blind.
爱情和理性很难分开。
And it's so hard to separate love from the rational feelings.
你要小心。你不要走那条路，但是很多教会姊妹告诉我，牧师你不明白啊，信耶稣的人姊妹多，弟兄少嘛，所以都不够弟兄嘛，根本我们教会的弟兄又不多嘛，又不吸引，又不合我年龄，我又不等得嘛。
And the girls say, Pastor, you don't understand, you know, most Christians are girls, you know, very few guys believe in Jesus. And, you know, the guys in our church, you know, I don't like them. And, you know, they're not even my age group. And so I can't wait any longer.
跟
弟兄话又系同样话、啊、我系中意啲女仔又教会嗰啲又唔系嗰样咯，我要揾提其他。于是弟兄又出去揾女仔，又出去揾。And the guys say the same thing. Well, I don't like any of the girls in our church, so I'm going to go looking for somebody outside. And so, you know, the guys and the girls in the church are all looking for somebody out there in the world. And so few, the odds are against you. You will not be able to bring them to Christ.所以你係唔好犯呢個錯，唔好開始。And so don't start off wrong. If you don't start off wrong, you won't get into the mistake. 你一開始同唔信主嘅拍拖就係去緊嘅。And as soon as you start dating non-Christians, you're already going there. 好難翻轉頭。And it's so hard to come back out. 我見過好多呢啲嘅例子，心裏邊心碎好酸，因為你結咗婚，你選擇嘅。你不可以離婚嘛。You know, it breaks my heart. I see so many young people make this mistake. You know, and the fact is, once you get married, you're married. You made the choice. You don't just get divorced because it's not working out. 你不可以因為我不開心就離婚嘛，因為困難就離婚嘛。You don't just get divorced because it's difficult. 看十五節， look at verse 15.倘若那不信的人要离去，就由他离去吧。无论是弟兄是姊妹，遇着这样的事，都必、不必、拘束。神照你们原是要我们和睦。But if the unbeliever departs, let him depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us to peace.如果他真的要离开，没办法要离开。但如果他因为你信耶稣他离开，你没办法挽留他，他要离开就复杂。If they really need to leave and you can't win him back, you can't keep him, it's they gotta go, they gotta let him go. But it's difficult.我告诉你，婚姻是难，但是离婚是复杂。Sometimes marriage is difficult, but divorce is difficult, more difficult. 离婚是痛苦， divorce is painful. 离婚是会影响大家。And divorce will influence everybody around you. 离婚是丑陋， divorce is evil. 离婚是恶毒， divorce is poison. 离婚是比较好。If you don't get a divorce, it may be better. 所以你由得佢走之前，要尽你所能挽救佢。So before you let them leave, you should do everything you can to let them come back. 我帮过一对咁嘅夫妇，个太太信耶稣，个丈夫唔信耶稣。I helped a family like this, a couple, and the wife was a Christian, the husband's not a Christian. 他已经有结了婚好多年，他有个十岁的女儿。They were already married for many years, they had a 10-year-old daughter. 但是他婚姻已经去到危机，是要离婚，已经签字的。But their marriage was already on the rocks, they were already at the point of signing the paper to get divorced. 但是丈夫就有最后一处希望。他说我愿意跟太太一起去基督教辅导。But the husband said, I'm willing to go with my wife for one last chance and go to Christian counseling. 於是他来找我，我来辅导他。And so they came and we counseled. 我来辅导差不多一年时间。And we had a counseling meeting for almost a whole year. 他在辅导过程当中，他和好。And in the counseling session, they came back together. 彼此道歉，彼此原谅，彼此宽恕。They apologized to each other. They forgave each other. They came back to each other. 他愿意再来过。And they were willing to make it a second chance. 丈夫没信耶稣。The husband did not become a Christian. 但他开始跟太太翻教会，开始欣赏太太的信仰。But he started going to church with the wife, and he started appreciating the wife's belief. 到今时今日已经过了十年，他仲是夫妇。Until now, they're still—it's 10 years ago—and they're still together. 弟兄姊妹，耶稣加入可以解决破碎家庭。When Jesus is put into the family, Jesus can restore the broken family. 耶稣可以医治我哋破碎嘅心。Jesus can restore our broken heart. 耶稣可以挽救我哋嘅婚姻。And Jesus can restore and save our marriage. 所以保罗唔系建议拆毁家庭。So Paul is not encouraging to break up the family. 但系有时你尽晒办法，冇办法嘅时候，对方都要走。冇办法，由得佢走。But after you've done all that you can and you've tried everything, they still want to go. Sometimes you just have to say, "I'm sorry," then let them go. 但我想补充一句。But I want to make this point. 好多基督徒嘅同未信嘅，佢以为对方因为我信仰系要离开我。Many Christians have a non-Christian spouse. They think that they want to leave because you're a Christian.但我告诉你很多事跟你的信仰无关。But I say many times it has nothing to do with your faith. 如果信耶稣的太太是有不信的丈夫， If there's a believing wife and a non-believing husband, 但是太太时时欺负她的丈夫，经常挑剔她，经常骂她，经常不听她，不给面子她，丈夫当然走了。But if the wife, even though she's a Christian, she's always picking on her husband, abusing her husband, yelling at her husband, not giving him face, not respecting him, the guy's going to leave. 同你信仰无关。It has nothing to do with your faith. 或者有关，因为你的信仰不影响你生命。Or maybe it does because your faith hasn't influenced your life. 你明白我意思？ Do you understand what I'm saying?如果你信仰影响你生命，你会做好太太，你会做好丈夫。If your faith is influencing your life, you're going to be a good husband, a good wife.
早排有没有看到这个网上的广告？
Did you, any of you see this on the internet a while back?
是一个很有趣的广告。
It's a very interesting commercial.
是一个要求离婚的男人跟他太太说我要离婚。
There's a guy, he said he wants to divorce his wife.
跟着他太太说好，我跟你离婚有一个条件。
And the wife said, yeah, okay, one requirement.
你每个星期跟我约会，拥抱我一下。
Every week you come and meet with me and hug me.
于是他答应，有不知维持一个月还是两个月的期间。
I don't remember, was it 1 month or 2 months?
跟住佢係去到舊地方初談戀愛嘅時候，每個星期唔同嘅地方，去個女人喺度等緊佢，佢一嚟擁抱佢走。
And so they had the meeting every week. They'd meet in a place that they used to go to when they were dating, a different place every week. And the girl would be waiting there. The guy would come up, give her a hug, and walk away.
佢唔對話，一個禮拜、兩個禮拜、三個禮拜，男士就覺得。佢要求我就做啦
，and the guy thinks, oh, she requires it, I'm going to do it.
但系过咗四个礼拜、五个礼拜、六个礼拜
，but after 5 weeks, after 6 weeks,
个男士开始谂，其实我都几中意呢个女仔。
And then the guy starts thinking, well, actually, right, I like this girl.
佢谂翻当时嘅当初
，and he starts remembering back how we got together.
到最后呢，佢唔再想同佢离婚。
And in the end, he didn't want a divorce with her.
可惜那个广告的女仔只要同佢离婚，因为佢即系玩佢。
I think if I remember right, in the commercial, the girl then divorced the guy because she was fed up with him.
但系一个例子话我哋听，破碎嘅婚姻可以挽救。
That's an example that a broken relationship can be restored.
有冇睇过一个基督教电影叫《放火》
？Have you ever seen the movie Fireproof?Is it called 放火 in English, in Chinese?
是一个消防员，未信耶稣，他的婚姻是破碎。
And it's about a fireman, and he's not a Christian, but his family, his marriage is on the rocks.
太太要同他离婚。
And his wife wanted to divorce him.
但是消防员的爸爸给了一本书他。
But the fireman's dad gave him a book.
他说阿仔，你和你太太离婚之前，我要求你做这件事，你答应我。
He said, son, before you divorce her, I request, I ask that you do this one thing for me.
他按照那本书每一日40天 做一件你未做过嘅，系表示你爱你太太嘅事。
He said, for the next 40 days, follow the book and do one thing every day to that you've never done to show love to your wife.
跟住佢就好不愿意，不过爸爸要求咁我做啦。
And he was unwilling, but dad asked me, so I do it.
所以头几日呢就每日做啲嘢，送花，帮佢煮饭啊，洗碗啊等等。
And so, you know, for the first day, you know, give her flowers, you know, wash the dishes, do all this stuff.
And then, 透过过咗十日、二十日，太太以为佢玩嘢。
And you know, first 10 days, 20 days, the wife thought that he was just messing up, you know, playing games, trying to save the marriage, not sincere.
开始个男士即系开始爱翻对方。
And then he started loving his wife.
其实每一日做一件事，第二日做系要做两件事。三十日后之后，每日要做三十件事。你知唔知？
So every day you do one thing, the second day you have to do two things, after 30 days you have to do 30 things, right? But it keeps building.
佢就嗰本书就四十日，但系太太都未玩够，佢继续自己谂嘢六十日。
But if in the movie the book was only 40 days, but his wife still didn't come back, so he kept thinking of things and he went on for 60 days.
最后你可以睇个电影，好感人，个太太挽回咗。佢两个信耶稣，婚姻解决。
And you can see the movie, you know, and then they got back together.
呢个电影系假嘅。
This movie was not real.
嗰本书系假嘅，冇呢本书嘅。
And that book was not real.
系导演系为咗呢拍呢套片系创作咗呢本书。
And the directors to make this movie created this book.
但人哋睇咗呢个电影之后，好多人就好想要呢本四十日挽回婚姻嘅书。
But after watching the movie, so many people wanted this book, 40 days to restore my marriage.
所以个导演佢哋要写一本四十日嘅爱嘅挑战。
And so they made a Love Dare book, 40 Day Love Dare.
嗰本书我哋都有，系翻译嘅中文。如果你婚姻有问题，我哋借俾你睇。
And we have that in Chinese and English, and if you have problems in your marriage, I can lend it to you.
婚姻可以和好。
Marriage can be restored.
那我们有两节目睇，时间已经到了。
There's two verses we didn't look at, and our time is up.
但是这两节我一定要提一提，十四节。Verse 14, 因为不信丈夫就因着差子成了圣洁，并且不信的差子就因着丈夫成了圣洁，不然你们的儿女就不洁净，但如今他们是洁净了。
For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the wife, unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband, otherwise your children would be unclean, but now they are holy.
好难解答一句经文。
This is a very difficult verse to explain.
但是你不要以为是说因为一个信主，第二个不信主，所以第二个可以上天堂。
But don't get the misunderstanding that because one believes, the other doesn't believe, that the other is going to heaven.
绝对不是，圣经讲明，每人自己要决定信耶稣。
The Bible tells us everybody has to choose for themselves if they're going to be a Christian.
你不要以为因为你信耶稣，你的子女不信耶稣都会自动上天堂。
And don't think because you're a Christian, your children are going to go to heaven just because you're a Christian. No way!
这个经文不是这样的意思，不关于不讲得救的。
This is not talking about being born again.
这个讲的神的保护，神的恩守。
This is talking about God's protection and God's grace.
是一个好的例子，如果你看旧约圣经，你看到出埃及的十灾的时候，杀天使要杀埃及的长子。
And a great example, if you look in the Old Testament, in Exodus, and the 10th plague, and the death angels coming over.
犹太人将血放在门框，在屋里面安全。
And the Jewish people put the blood on the door, and inside the house they're safe.
如果有埃及人跟他一起在屋里面，他都安全。
And if there was a non-believing Egyptian in the house that night, that Egyptian was safe because he was in that house.
你睇到约瑟被卖出卖去埃及做奴隶，
and you see Joseph, he was sold into slavery, going to Egypt.
佢就帮主人做工，因为神嘅恩手喺约瑟身上， 神祝福佢主人嘅家。
And when Joseph was a slave and he's working for his master because God's hand of blessing was on Joseph, the whole house of his master was blessed.
如果你基督徒你坐飞机，可能原本个飞机要失事堕落，但因为神保护你，神保护成个飞机所有人安全到达。
And if you're a Christian and that plane is going to go down, but because you're on it, God's going to protect that plane because of you. That whole plane is safe because you're on that plane.
呢个就系佢嘅意思。你信耶稣，你唔好离开你嘅未信者嘅丈夫，因为你嘅生命、你嘅见证、你嘅祷告、你嘅影响可以影响对方信耶稣。
If you have a non-believing husband, don't leave him. A non-believing wife, don't leave her, because your life, your testimony, your prayer, your influence can help them become a Christian.
你离开可能佢冇机会。
If you leave that family, maybe there's no hope.
最后一节十六节
，the last verse, verse 16。
你这作妻子的，怎么知不能救你的丈夫呢？你这作丈夫的，怎么知不能救你的妻子呢？
For how do you know, O wife, whether you will save your husband, or how do you know, O husband, whether you will save your wife?
其实你可能影响佢，用你生命影响佢。
You can change them, you can affect them.
但你要做好嘅生命，好好嘅见证。
But you need to be a good testimony, a good example.
弟兄姊妹，大部分未结婚系咪
？Most of you haven't gotten married yet.
你记得今日讲嘅说话，小心啲。
Remember what I said today. Be careful.
结咗婚嘅人士，可能你有遇到呢啲困难。
For those of you that are married, maybe you're facing these challenges.
圣经系答案，神有力量。
Jesus is the answer. God gives you strength.
或者你有破碎过，或者你有痛苦过。
Maybe you've been beaten. Maybe you've been hurt. Maybe you've been ripped off.
神有医治。
God has healing.
我哋祈祷，求神帮我哋。
Let's pray. Ask God's help.
主耶稣，我哋多谢你，你嘅话语好现实。我为我哋当中嘅弟兄姊妹祷告。好多系做错，选择过错，受过伤，有啲系一啲好复杂嘅困难当中。但系主耶稣，我哋知道你解决复杂嘅问题专家。主耶稣，我哋多谢你系用你嘅医治嘅能力，用你嘅恩手，求主帮我哋每一位喺困难嘅里边可以依靠主耶稣。求你俾我哋有能力。做好我哋嘅见证，爱我哋嘅丈夫，爱我哋嘅太太，求主俾我哋能够放低自我，去宽恕对方嘅错，有爱，有包容。将我为青年人祷告，求主帮到佢准备自己，将来同边个结婚，我哋唔知道。但求主为他预备适合的对象，求主准备他做适合的婚姻结婚人士，求主给我们可以等候，因为有时等好辛苦。主，我们多谢你听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿门。默祷之后可以散会。